an overwhelming majority of Massachusetts residents, or voters rather, feel that the criminal justice system does not work fairly and for everyone. And they feel that people are treated differently because of either race or wealth. And a surprisingly high number of Massachusetts voters did not even know that the district attorney is an elected official and someone with a significant amount of power to control the criminal justice system. And so 4 in 10 Massachusetts voters did not know that this was an elected post. And so we feel that it is important in the midst of this national and local conversation about criminal law reform to make voters aware about one of the most powerful individuals within the criminal system that few people even know about. And that is our goal, is to raise awareness about the role, power, and influence that district attorneys have over the criminal justice system.
And so how are you going to do this?
We plan to raise awareness through several means. The first is primarily through our website that will have online content that includes information about sitting district attorneys, video explainers about the role of district attorneys, blogs, and other content. Also resources that provide information about progressive and reform-minded practices that can change the way district attorneys do their jobs that will decrease incarceration and reduce racial disparities within the system. We will also be evaluating all of the sitting district attorneys on their performance over the last term. We'd be looking at things like their racial disparities, their charge and disposition rates, looking at what they do with civil asset forfeiture funds that they seize from individuals. We'd also be looking at the fiscal integrity of their office and what type of commitments they've made to reducing racial disparities and reducing over-incarceration. We'll also be hosting candidate forums in the areas where there are contested elections, and we'll be doing canvassing and getting people out to engage Massachusetts voters to really make sure that they're paying attention to these very important races.
So when people have a gripe about the criminal justice system in Massachusetts, it's often focused on the local police. But you're saying really it should be focused on the person who's really at the top here, and that's the chief prosecutor, the district attorney, right?
Right. I mean, there are so many decisions that prosecutors or the district attorney, through the policies that they set, make that impact the system, from deciding who gets charged and what they get charged with, what type of bail requests to make, sentencing decisions, also what evidence gets turned over in cases, but also something that is very important that is often overlooked or not even known to many people is the influence that district attorneys have in the legislature. Not too long ago, when the state Senate was debating this comprehensive criminal law reform bill, it was the district attorneys who came out boldly against some of the progressive reforms that were included in their proposal. And, you know, they have consistently stood in opposition to meaningful reforms that would reduce incarceration and reduce racial disparities within the system and help create more opportunities for people to be diverted out of the system into treatment or educational programs or workforce training programs or things that will sustain and make communities whole.
Is one reason why the district attorney has such a low profile as far as political campaigns go is that in many cases in Massachusetts, the offices are occupied by longtime incumbents who have not had a challenger since they first came into office?
Absolutely. In the last 20 years, 77% of district attorney races in Massachusetts have been uncontested. So there's no debate, there's no campaign, there's nothing that would otherwise make people aware that this is an elected position. And again, when we did that poll last summer, we found that 4 in 10 voters did not know that this was an elected position. And these were people who self-identified as voters. So they have been to the polls, they have checked ballots, and they have been on scene ballots where a district attorney was on there, and they still didn't realize that this was a contested race or that this was an elected position. So I think that speaks directly to the point that without contested elections and public debates about the role and policies that a candidate would implement as district attorney, people don't know what they do or what type of influence and power they have.
But this year is an opportunity because you have a longtime incumbent in Suffolk County who is not going to run for re-election. The longtime district attorney in Berkshire County has just announced that he's stepping down, and there are contested races both in Worcester and Middlesex. Is that one reason why this campaign is taking shape this year?
We've been committed to doing this work regardless. And so I'd like to think that because of our campaign and some of the awareness that we've been trying to bring to the public, that there is a conversation around the role of district attorney. And we've, you know, hopefully it has encouraged some people to consider running on a progressive, reform-minded approach.
And for people who are interested in finding out more about this campaign, you mentioned a website. Where can they go?
The website address is www.dadifference.org.